The chair thanks Sri Lanka and indeed all members, high contracting parties, members of the GGE for really bringing the spirit of multilateralism today in the room and as well via internet connections remotely from capitals. We have succeeded in having a structure of our work, an agenda and a program of work to guide us. And we have succeeded as well in using that technology to be able to connect in these extraordinary times. Tomorrow we will start, as agreed, with agenda sub-item 5A, an exploration of the potential challenges posed by emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems and international humanitarian law. Let me echo the call that was made that we did put an agenda item F, which is consensus recommendations in relation, drawing from last year's report. But at the same time, it is indeed all of these agenda items that need to draw on our past work in this regard. Quickly, just to remind how we did this last year, and to remind those who were there, and perhaps just convey to those who join us now. We, at the end of the meeting of the GG, we had basically three baskets, depending on where consensus lay. We had one where we could work on principles and perhaps consider any new principles, if possible. We also had the second part, which was, and in this we had two subparts. One where we had the language of the group concludes as follows, and language that reflected that conclusion. But then we also had another paragraph for each of those agenda items where we said that require further work. So for each agenda items, let me remind you, we had those two. And whenever we couldn't get it to one of those two, we then put it as possible to be addressed in the chair's summary, which it later was. So we have that body of work that I would certainly encourage high contracting parties to look at as we set out to open up the agenda items starting with tomorrow. The speakers list will open immediately, and in the name of all, the chair would like to thank the use of the interpreters and especially staying the 11 minutes later than scheduled. With that, the meeting is adjourned, and see you tomorrow at 10 sharp.